to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
I hate Mondays.
Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot. Ooh. The whole day down.
Jonathan Scott, Vegas, non-stop. Is it true you don't like Mondays? You hate Mondays? Maybe you like Mondays. There's no Monday Night Football, so I don't know why you're like Mondays. Anyway, welcome to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM, The Game. So plenty to talk about. Joining me, as always, for the last 6.5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny Scott, what's happening, buddy?
Living the dream, but I'm not sure whose.
Exactly.
To his right, your left, if you're watching on Facebook Live, network marketing guru, Matt Morrow.
Ooh, guru.
Guru. Expert, specialist, man about time.
Ninja.
Man of the world, Matt Morrow.
We call him the wine ninja.
Wine ninja. I like that.
I can't wait to meet me after that introduction.
You'll be disappointed. So anyway, it was a crazy weekend, and you know, it was for sports fans, it was like, can I catch up on any more sleep? There was the NHL All-Star Game that was like, yawn.
A circus.
And Jeffrey's going to explain
what
went on, because he doesn't even know. And then there was the Pro Bowl game out of Orlando, Florida, which was like a long commercial for Orlando and Mickey Mouse. And third quarter, I was really cutting Z's and snoring, because the most exciting part about the Pro Bowl game was watching the high school champion flag thing at halftime at the
exactly.
Jeffrey with a G, what's your take on all of that?
Listen, I've been watching hockey my whole life. I've never seen anything like what I saw yesterday. So there's, and even after Rebecca explained it to me, I still don't understand it. Four divisions, two divisions play each other, then the winner of those two games play each other for the All-Star game final. I don't know. But they don't even play three periods. They only play two periods. It's not hockey. It's weird.
Was Justin Bieber there?
He played in the celebrity game, and he got pinned up against the boards pretty good by one of the players.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. As a joke.
As a joke. It was.
Yeah, I mean, you're really not out there. You hit Justin Bieber, he's going to break in half. I mean, come on. It's 100 pounds soaking wet.
He's OG. He's a gangsta, man. He's a gangsta.
Oh, yeah, he's gangsta, right?
So we're going to have some great call-ins today. We're going to have Lee Steinberg call in. Super agent. The movie Jerry Maguire was based on Lee Steinberg. So it's his 30th anniversary of his Super Bowl party. I'm lucky enough to be going. I leave. I mean, we're gonna just blow it out. This is Super Bowl week. The best week in football.
There's a lot going on.
People are coming to Vegas left and right.
Yeah,
the casinos, the sports book are all going to be packed. And what we're going to start off by talking about some of these crazy propositional bets. You know, we've been betting and playing at the Westgate that was the Hilton for the last 9 or 10 years. And Jay Cornegie puts together perhaps the largest book of propositional bets that you can make. It. Like Bobby said, Bobby Bordop, that it used to be like 9 pages, and now it's a book.
It's 400, over 400 prop bets this year. It's the first time ever it's exceeded 400. And guys that are in the know that bet professionally literally wait at the Westgate on Thursday night until Jay releases these, because they want to jump in on the early action and try to get the right side of what they think is going to be a good bet.
So, Matt, you even know a little bit about the propositional bets, don't you?
I do, yeah. It's the heads or tails on the coin toss. You know, that's a big one for me.
50-50.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like the Jerry Maguire thing. I'm more like show me the money. I like betting on sports. Don't know that much about it. I'll just take Jeffrey with the G's picks, and I'll follow his lead. So,
you'll
no pressure. No pressure, buddy.
You'll do pretty good if you stick with Jeffrey with a G's bets.
I've been doing okay for the last month and a half or so.
Hashtag G Money Vegas.
G Money Vegas. We've been going at about a 70-75% rate.
Wow.
We've been doing pretty well. Knock on whatever this is. But
Knock on for Micah.
Yeah, we've been doing pretty well. But obviously with the prop bets, you know, I'm always going for the value, like we were just talking about. I'm not going to lay 8-1. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no safety. Come on, step up. Spend 800 to win 100, right?
You were talking about some of your friends that are professional bettors. Those guys have real bankrolls.
Right.
So for them, they can afford to, let's say, lay out $8,000 to win a grand if the odds are that heavily in their favor.
That's just kind of painful, though, if you lose that one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's it. I had it at, well,
I think we were doing, is it plus 425 that there's a safety or no safety?
I have plus 600.
Plus 600.
I jumped on it earlier.
Oh, I know what this one. This one was bet 10067 that there's going to be that one team will not score four times in a row.
Correct. And you said that they will or they won't?
I said they will not.
And what did you? And how much did you lay for that?
Well, I haven't bet anything yet, but it's plus 4.25.
That one team will not score.
One team will not score
plus 4.25.
Yeah, plus 4.25, which I found value in that.
I agree with you.
Overtime, that the game will not go into overtime. Bet number 10065.
You have to have minus money on that.
Plus 700.
No.
You think it will go into overtime?
No, it's plus 700 if they do go into overtime, not the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Because no Super Bowl has ever gone into overtime.
So you bet 100 to win 700.
If it does
go. If it goes into overtime on 100, you win 700.
Correct, sir.
Okay. Two-point conversion, that there will not be a two-point conversion, 10079.
So I have two bets on the two-point conversion. One, if there will be one attempted, and then another one, if it'll be converted.
Yeah, it pays less if it's not converted, and of course more if it is converted.
If one is attempted, I get plus 160 on my money.
Right.
So I bet 100 to win 160. If they actually complete the two-point conversion, it's almost 2.5 times your money. It's plus 240.
Great.
And I know Belichick and Brady, you know he's going for at least one two-point conversion during this game. It's almost a gimme.
So it's still minus 3 and over and under is 59?
That is correct, sir. However.
Yes, you could buy a half point.
You can. Depending on how much you're betting, the book will limit your ability to do that. No book's going to want you to bet New England down to 2.5, obviously.
Right.
Because then a field goal wins it. There's been a lot of Atlanta money coming in as the week has gone on. So early on, a lot of guys are jumping on the Patriots. Now it seems to be a lot of Atlanta money coming in. They think there's a lot of value there.
Now for those beginners, and Matt, do you know what we're talking about, or could we might as well be speaking in Chinese?
No, I mean I'm not stupid, but I'm just not like qualified to be on a sports radio show. So
you are qualified.
We're talking about the Falcons are not the favorite.
Correct.
Okay.
So they're getting plus 3.
So here's how I look at it. And I've actually picked the right Super Bowl. Because I like the Super Bowl parties here in Vegas. So we have some of the best Super Bowl parties ever.
Yeah, we're going to
talk. It's always a lot of fun. It's really the only game I watch. I like the commercials. I like, you know, all the beautiful people that are there at the good, you know, the good tables in the front. It's good times.
Absolutely.
And so my prediction is that the Falcons will win. Because the Patriots always win. They've been winning too much over the last decade or so.
15 years.
Yeah, it's been too much, and people want something new. Atlanta's a great place. I love the W in Buckhead. Great place to go hang out. Good people in Atlanta. I say Falcons because the Patriots have won too much.
Because they've won too much.
Yes, they do not. People are sick of them, and the world wants.
They're not sick of them.
The Falcons. That's my opinion.
But wouldn't that lead you to believe that they've put together a formula and a recipe that they just know how to win when all the money's on the line?
I'm just telling you, I have spoken.
You have spoken. Matt has spoken.
Thank you, oh, Grand Oz.
I tell you, it's weird. That's how that I watch, you know, like the pregame stuff, and I pay attention. I come up with a theory, and I'm right a surprising number of years out of the last.
So you had Denver last year against Carolina.
Don't remember. I don't care that much.
What'd you have for breakfast?
This morning I went to the Sunrise Cafe, which is my favorite spot here in Vegas. Yeah, and I had their Eggs Benedict. I substituted the sausage patties for the Canadian bacon.
Oh, yeah, well, that's health conscious.
The Sunrise Cafe, great spot.
That's a health conscious decision.
Yeah, that's not my focus.
I substituted bacon for the sausage.
I switched from health conscious to the wine business, so now it's all about lifestyle.
So Matt sends me a text the other day. Are you sure you want me on the show? It's a sports show. I don't know anything about sports. I said, well, you don't know anything about wine.
That's true.
You're in the wine business.
I just know about having fun and making money. If you have any questions about those things, let me know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Do you get the over and under? You get how that works?
Yeah. Total points. I'm not real knowledgeable, but I'm not completely stupid. But yeah,
I wasn't inferring that you were. But you mentioned that anything about softball. What do you know about softball?
I'm sure you've played in a couple softball leagues.
I was on the softball league a couple times.
You were?
Yeah.
That's 16 inch?
What's that?
Well, I wasn't.
I don't want to brag. Oh, we're talking about the.
What are you talking about?
The size of the ball. I mean, there's 16 inch softball, and there's 10 inch. In Chicago, it was real popular.
I've never heard.
Bobby's making faces. Difference. Like, Bobby's ready to take me off the camera.
I don't know what you're talking about. 16 inch or 10 inch.
Size of the softball.
In Chicago, it was real popular. Played a 16 inch, big hairy softball. game.
Great. What part of town were you in?
Yeah.
The north side.
Yeah, the big hairy ball game.
Actually, it was Rich Melman from Let Us Entertain You was like the head of the softball league. It's Chicago softball kind
of stuff.
Speaking
of head.
Speaking of restaurants, restaurant joke. Did you hear about the new restaurant they opened on the moon, Matt?
I have not.
Yeah. Great food, great service, no atmosphere. Yeah, it's restaurant humor.
It definitely is.
What do you get when you cross an elephant and a rhino?
Elephino.
Elephino, that's
wow,
right.
Wow, good for
that's
you.
That's what's going back to third grade, Jonathan. I pulled that one out of the memory bank.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
I give up.
No iron.
I got it. That's good. I like that one.
He's done that one about 10 times on the air.
All right, so more propositional bets. What's the craziest propositional bet on here,
Jimmy? Is it proposition or propositional? I'm just curious. Is it? I just say prop because I'm not sure.
They typically call it prop bets.
Okay.
Prop bets. Only our friend here calls it propositional.
Yeah, that's he adds a syllable or two there.
A syllable.
I mean, well, what ends up happening, some of the craziest bets, I think, are what they call cross-sports props. So, for instance, the Boston Celtics are playing the same day as the Super Bowl. Isaiah Thomas Jr., there's a prop out there. Will he have more assists than Julio Jones will have receptions? Which is kind of cool. So you
I
have
love
these,
that stuff. Yeah, you can combine golf and NBA. And,
all sorts of different things. I think they even have, if I'm not mistaken, the Westbrook even has some with the Golden Knights, like what they call future cross-sports bets.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, will they have more wins than Brady will have completions?
Will that name
like
stick?
That?
Right? Will they still be called the Golden Knights?
Correct.
I have a question. Am I allowed to ask questions?
100%. You're allowed.
Okay.
You want.
So I like really big long shots. Like if I want to put, let's say, $100 up and then make $10,000. Like, can you? What are like if you pick like three or four props and that they all are yeses? Is that still happening?
Well, you can only do on the yellow sheet at Westgate again. You could do two. You can parlay two different things together. But only on this sheet.
Okay.
Right.
So these are the only two things
and
that you can parlay.
They will not only limit the amount of variables you can put into the parlay, they will limit the amount of the action you could put on it.
So I think Matt's asking what's the biggest long shot?
Most books will cap you at around $2,000 for prop bets.
Okay.
A couple of big bets coming in. I did hear about a $250,000 bet on New England and a couple $100,000 bets on Atlanta.
Good. Well, I'm just going to go probably like $1,000 money line on the Falcons because I'll probably get, because they either win or lose. I don't like the whole spread thing. I've never been a big fan.
I don't blame you. You're either going to win or you're not. And the game is close, like you said.
So what's money line pay on the Falcons?
I'll tell you right now.
Standing by.
Drum roll, please.
Here, +140.
+140, okay.
Yeah, so I'll win $1,400 for your $1,000.
Okay.
And they'll give you back $2,400.
So the safety pays... Will there be a safety +600? No, -900.
Yes, that's a pretty big spread for the book.
Yeah, pretty big indeed. Yeah. Will there be an overtime? -1100 for a no.
And what's yes?
Yes, +700.
See, so think about this, right? In the last 6 years, we've seen three or four Super Bowls with safeties in them. And yet, in 50 years of Super Bowls,
no overtime.
We've never had an overtime, and yet those odds are relatively close to one another.
Yeah, L1. They are. These are pretty big.
You're really good with your Roman numerals.
I know.
L1.
Marty came up to my friend Marty Tunnel. Shout out Marty Tunnel back in Nashville now. He said this is the Chinese Super Bowl. He sees the LLI. He goes, Lee. It says Lee. But in Chinese, it would be Ri. No.
Oh, you can't say that.
That's great.
I could say anything, except, certain things I can't say.
Delay button.
Will the Patriots score a touchdown in the second quarter?
Yes.
-300, yes. +250, no.
So this is the first Super Bowl in Houston since 2004, which also included the Patriots.
See?
Against Carolina, and they beat Carolina 32-29. And that game is known for the famous wardrobe malfunction at halftime with Janet Jackson.
Who was it that ripped it off?
Justin Timberlake.
JT.
Yeah, there you go.
Most people don't remember that P. Diddy, R. Kelly, Jessica Simpson, and Kid Rock also performed.
But none of them had wardrobe malfunctions.
No.
Here's a good one for Matt. Will the game be decided by exactly 3 points?
I bet that too.
You did?
I always do.
It's +4.25.
Correct.
And -550 on the no.
So the line is 3, so they're telling you that Vegas thinks that they're going to win by 3, and yet they're going to pay you over 4-1 on your money if it lands on 3. Hello.
I know. All right, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM. We're going to take our first commercial break. Coming on back, stay right where you are.
Appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Why don't we get drunk and screwed? I just bought a water bed, it's filled up for me and you. They say you are a snuff queen.
Jonathan Scott, Vegas, Nonstop. Just wishing you well for a Monday afternoon. Why don't we get drunk? And bet. And bet on artisanal wines. Propositional bets, artisanal wines.
He has a nail to everything.
Of course, that was Jimmy Buffett, Jimmy Buffet. Fix Restaurant and Bar is a great place to watch the game live at Fix Restaurant and Bar at the Bellagio, sponsored by Belly and Vodka, the healthy choice. Chef Brian Massey, friend of Jeffrey with the G's, has prepared a special game day menu. Doors open at 2 p.m. on game day at Fix, 3600 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Las Vegas, NIV. Belly and Specialty Vodka is the first and only vodka created with NTX technology. What is NTX technology, you ask?
Yes, what is it?
NTX is a patented technology that, when infused into a spirit, makes the spirit safer on the body by protecting liver and DNA from alcohol-induced stress.
Wow.
I'm all about alcohol-induced stress.
What's that called again?
NTX.
NTX.
Bellion.
What's the name of the vodka?
Bellion.
Bellion.
B-E-L-L-I-O-N.
It's actually really, really good.
It's like billion.
Do you not get hungover if you drink that?
It's super clean to drink.
Really?
And doesn't get you hungover.
This is interesting to me.
Yes. Now we've got your attention.
A natural compound of licorice root extract, mono sugar, low-calorie sugar crystals from fruits and vegetables, and white salt. All the ingredients are FDA approved. Bellion Specialty Vodka, smooth with no burn, great simply chilled or on the rocks. Personal favorites are the Bellion espresso martini, half the calories of a regular espresso martini. Simple to make with espresso, Bellion, half and half. Shake and serve, dash a little cocoa powder on it for an extra touch. The cool cucumber, I love those cucumber drinks. They're effervescent.
Yes. Very refreshing.
They're effervescental.
Yes.
He loves the multi-syllabic words.
Syllabic. Slice a cucumber in a glass, pour in Bellion and top with seltzer. Refreshing, great after golf. Do you play golf?
Yes.
You do play.
Not well, but I play.
Well, it doesn't matter if you play well. It's
just, yeah.
Like Bill Murray said, it's an excuse for four friends to go for a four-hour walk.
That's right.
So I'm going to be playing. I'm playing Franco Harris's golf tournament on Friday morning.
Name dropper.
Name dropper. The Immaculate Reception. Move over tequila shot sailor to Hell's Bells, salt, lime, and a dash of Tabasco into a chilled shot of Bellion. Cheers. Bellion Spirits, manufactured of functional spirits, introduced Bellion Specialty Vodka, created with NTX technology, a smoother, smarter way to drink. And boy, we sure need that.
And where do you get it? At the liquor store already?
Yeah, it's at Lee's Liquors.
Is that Lee's Liquors? Yeah, that's the best spot.
Yeah, it's at Bell's. Kenny Lee, another golfing buddy.
I see him at fundraising events sometimes. They're good people, those Lees.
Oh, very Kenny's good. Great. I love their billboards.
The billboards are the best.
Their billboards are just hilarious. Yeah. Shout out to Kenny Lee. So that's it. There's lots of parties all over town. What do you do, Matt? How do you spend your Super Bowl? You're doing it at the house?
Back in the day, I used to always go to the Hard Rock party. The Hard Rock Hotel had the greatest parties back in the Peter Morton
era.
I mean, everything was great in the Peter Morton era. And I'm actually playing in a tennis tournament here, charity fundraiser tennis tournament this weekend. And it's going to go right up until kickoff, and then we're going to watch the game.
So that's your game, is tennis?
I mean, one of my many talents, of course. I like to play tennis.
I play tennis, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
We should play for money.
that was really quick.
It's right in there with the money.
Ping pong is my definite. Like, I'm number one at ping pong.
Well, I like ping pong as well.
Speaking of ping pong, I read in the paper today that the Falcons they bring their ping pong table with at their warm ups in the playoffs. And the team all plays ping pong. Jeffrey with a G.
Great.
Now I know where they're going to win. That's why I'm betting on them.
They're betting
ping pong players.
Yes.
I'm superstitious.
Very superstitious.
So you were asking me before the last break.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about this.
About being able to bet and, like, win, like, 10 times your money.
Yeah.
So we found on the Westbook.
Westgate, that too. Westgate.
Superbook. They offer one double page of propositional bets, as you like to say.
Yes. Prop bets that you are allowed to parlay.
And Bobby and I were looking at a couple things here, and I found a nice prop bet here that will win you 10 and a half times your money if they both come in.
Okay.
What is it?
Prop number one, will there be a missed extra point kick?
That's a great bet.
I think no.
Yes is plus 270. And with the new extra point rules with the ball coming back to for a 33-yarder, we've seen more missed extra points this year than ever before.
Well, there's a new rule. See, I was unaware of
including
that.
Including Patriots kicker Gostkowski.
I thought Roger Goodell called you directly.
3, 4, or 5 this year. So I don't think that that's outrageous for someone to miss it. It's not likely, as they're telling you with the number.
Yeah.
But I think that's a good value bet.
Okay.
What's the number on that bet?
That is 66015.
And combine that with another one, and then you make a lot of money.
And then we'll move on to prop bet 66024. First pass by Tom Brady will be complete or incomplete, and incomplete is plus 210. And if you watch Brady, you'll know oftentimes the first 3-4 passes, the first couple series of the game, he's a little off. He's not as sharp as he always is when he was younger. I could definitely see Beasley putting some pressure on him, incomplete pass, and that is plus 210.
Hmm.
If you put those together, a $1,000 bet will win you $10,500.
I wish I knew the guy and I could just call him up and say, hey, could you just do me like a small favor and just like throw an incomplete pass?
I doubt you'd be the first person to have thought of that.
Yeah. It just came to me. Again, I'm not real big on the sports thing.
Tom, can you do me a favor,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah, just one incomplete pass.
A yard to the left, a yard over his head.
Don't make it look real obvious.
Exactly, okay. Exactly.
That's probably terrible to say on the radio.
Just saying, that's a fun bet where you could win some money and not have to put out a whole lot.
Okay, those two, you 10 to 1, so put up 100, you make 1,000.
Exactly.
All right.
10.50 to be exact.
Makes it worthwhile.
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's definitely some fun bets.
I only like watching sports if I have money on the game.
Well, that's the point of betting. That's what makes it so much fun. And there's no better sport to bet like that than football, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Completions, incompletions, made field goals, missed field goals. Who'll have the most yardage? Who's going to score the most touchdowns? I don't know.
The coin toss.
Yeah, I see. I never understood why people bet that.
It's about a 50-50 from what I can gather.
50-50.
You're gathering correctly.
Yes. But there's a little VIG in every bet, right? So the Westgate has to keep the lights on so they don't have to change the name again from the Hilton to the LVH to the Westgate.
So if I had to guess, they probably have both sides at minus 105.
I got you.
Right? So they'll make a nickel either way regardless of the outcome.
See, that's what I want to do is own a casino.
Yes, I would like to own one with you.
Well, we should talk about that.
They asked Steve Wynn. They said, Mr. Wynn, what's the best way to make money in your casino? And they said, own one.
There was a great book about that you mentioned Steve Wynn called The War at the Shore. And
with him and Donald Trump.
Him and Donald Trump battling over Atlantic City when the Borgata was first built. They were building that tunnel.
Absolutely.
Amazing story about both gentlemen. It was quite interesting. But that's nothing to do with sports, except you can bet on them at the Borgata.
And Wynn, being as smart as he is, decided not to go into AC.
Yeah.
Whereas Donald lost his shirt there.
There you have it.
Okay, we've got the president and the inventor of Bellion Specialty Vodka on line one. Harsha, are you there?
Hey, Jonathan, it's Harsha.
Hey, we were just talking about Bellion a few minutes ago, and maybe you could talk about it. Matt Morrow wanted to know about it, said it was perfect for him. He wants to run out to Lee's Liquors and somewhere and buy a bottle of Bellion right now. How'd you come up with it?
Jonathan, first of all, this is like correction there. So I'm the inventor of NTX, the technology that goes into functional spirits.
Got it.
So I can speak about the technology, explain it, etc., but I can't talk about any spirits that it's available present in.
Okay, well let's hear about NTX technology. What do the letters stand for?
Excellent. Well, NTX was originally from the acronym NOTOX. The intent of the technology is to take away all the toxicities of alcohol. But, of course, the current version reduces the stress on the liver as well as the DNA significantly while maintaining the buzz.
How long did it take you to develop this, Harsha?
We started doing this in 2006, and I would say this version was officially completed in 2013.
So it took 7 years before you can even take it to market.
It was seven about 7 years before we got it out of the lab, and then of course it took another 2 to 3 years to work with our partners to put it in consumable goods.
I'm seeing licorice root extract. Well, what were you just having candy in the lab one day and said, "Hey, let's throw this in"?
Well, that could be an explanation, but no. Essentially, what it was we knew since day one that this was really going to disrupt the industry. That we had to really watch out for the ingredients from a regulatory standpoint. If you put any ingredients out there, it could be very difficult for the regulatory agencies to approve it. So what we essentially did was we took ingredients that were already approved to be added into alcohol by the FDA as well as the TTB, which is the Authority for Alcohol in the United States. So we reverse engineered it. Instead of saying, let's see what works best, we said, let's see what's already allowed in alcohol, and then we tested the heck out of it for about 7 years through trial and error, hundreds and hundreds of trials, and saw the combination that ended up working out best. So to give you an example, the licorice flavor you're talking about was approved for flavors, but we found that it has protective effects also, in addition to the other ingredients that are in the technology. So when these three ingredients are put together in a certain formula, they end up optimizing the protective characteristics of NTX.
Now it says manna sugar. What's manna sugar? It says low-calorie sugar crystals from fruits.
It's mannitol, basically. And mannitol is a form of sugar that has lower calories than normal sugar does. But again, the reason we put it in there is because it's an integral part of the therapy of NTX, the protection that it offers.
So what else are you using NTX in besides the vodka?
NTX was specifically invented for the alcohol industry, and we started with spirits. The vodka just happens to be the first spirit that we're using NTX in, and we're working with our partners to essentially bring NTX out into every spirit under the sun over the next 3 years. We call them a functional spirit, so essentially functional equivalents, meaning for a vodka, there'll be a functional vodka. For a gin, there'll be a functional gin. For a tequila, there'll be a functional tequila, etc.
You know, I'm a functional alcoholic, so they're all fine for me, Matt.
I have to say, or would one
that.
Be willing
I'm
to make the claim
that
one would be less hungover, or you're doing less damage to your liver? Like, what are the benefits that you can claim? Because I know those are always, you got to be very careful with your words. But why
exactly.
would one
so,
want to drink NTX versus plain old regular vodka or alcohol?
Right now, what we have tested it for, undertaken multiple human clinical trials for, and petitioned TTB, who's the alcohol authority, are to make claims around the protective properties of NTX from alcohol-induced stress on the liver, on damage from the DNA, as well as reducing oxidative stress. So these around these three protective properties of NTX, we requested 8 claims that we should be able to make directly to the consumers. But there are other protective properties of NTX, which after this goes about, we'll conduct even more trials and request more claims to be able to be made.
I can't wait to meet you in person. I love the product. It's my favorite vodka of all time because it's just so smooth, no biting finish to it at all. Hopefully, we're going to be together real soon, but I know that I'm going to be with members of your team, and we're all going to be having a great time at Super Bowl parties throughout this whole week. So I'll be having my fair share of NTX. I can promise you that, sir.
I was told you were a consumer and a fan. First of all, thank you. And secondly, listen, you're ahead of the curve, and you're one of the innovators of the future of this industry.
Well, Harsh, I really look forward to meeting you in person. Thank you so much. We've got to jump off right now. And again, NTX Technology, is there a website for NTX Technology?
Yeah, I mean, we can't say much about it right now until the petition is approved, but it is drinksmarter.com, drinksmarter.com. You just go to the website, talks about NTX and the petition that was filed with the TTB.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. We're thrilled to be part of the team of Bellion. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Look forward to meeting you really in person. Thank you so much, Arsha.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Lee Steinberg, are you with us? Lee Steinberg, are you with us?
I am.
Wow. Whoa, big round of applause. How are you?
Just doing great this afternoon.
So this is the 30th anniversary that you've been having the Super Bowl party.
Absolutely. We started back in 1985, and it was in my house in Berkeley, and it's morphed from there into 3,500 of my closest friends, a mixture of NFL owners, execs, coaches, players, former players, people from electronic and print journalism, corporate CEOs, all done for a charitable theme.
Well, you know, I know that, you were the inspiration for the movie Jerry Maguire. I saw some pictures that the film opened, became the second highest grossing sports-related film, adjusted for inflation of all time. In 1993, director-writer Cameron Crowe called you and asked if he could hang around with you and research the film, and you took him to NFL draft, post-draft, press conferences. What was that like for you, just having somebody tag along? I mean,
Cameron was really good. He was a very good fly on the wall. So, it was not intrusive, but we went to a week at the NFL League meetings where I was escorting some free agents around, and so you saw the interaction with teams. You got to talk to different people, came to a series of games, came to Pro Scouting Day at SC, sat in my office, and I told him lots and lots of stories. And then when that finished, he wrote a script, and I had to vet the script to make sure the willing suspension of disbelief that holds you in a motion picture so you don't think it's a spoof or phony did not get broken. And then he assigned me a young actor named Cuba Gooding Jr. to take down to the Super Bowl in Phoenix, and I had to make him pretend he was a wide receiver all week. So he hung out with Desmond Howard and Amani Toomer. And I actually had to show the quarterback in the film, played by Jerry O'Connell, how to throw a spiral because he had gone to NYU and they didn't have a football program. So it was interesting, and I've never been able to walk through an airport or go out to dinner without someone rushing up and asking me to say four words or saying them to me that start with show.
Right now, show me the money!
There you go.
Well, it's great to have a tagline attached to you. So I have to ask you, what do you think about the big game? What's your take on what's going on with Falcons and Patriots?
What's so interesting is the Super Bowl has become a convention of Americana. So when you go down, like I'll do 40 interviews on Radio Row, there are parties every night, big business, big politics, big sports, big entertainment all flood into the city. And it's like, oh, coincidentally, there's a game on Sunday. So I think it's hard to beat the New England Patriots. They've got the classic formula for success, which is having stable ownership, a plan of which any can work, but they've got one, which is plug and play. It's modular, and then they've got a great front office. They've got arguably the best coach in pro football and the best clutch quarterback in pro football. So giving Bill Belichick 2 weeks to prepare against this high-powered Atlanta offense is a bit unfair. So that offense is explosive for Atlanta, and anything can happen, but it's really hard to bet against New England in the Super Bowl.
Hey, Lee, it's Jeffrey with a G here. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm a big New England fan, and obviously what we've seen from New England and Belichick and Brady over the years is when they get to the Super Bowl, they find ways to win, but they typically play pretty close to their competition, winning four of their Super Bowls by 3, 3, 3, and 4. I'm concerned that our defense is going to have an issue with the way Atlanta spreads the ball with the two-headed beast in the backfield with Freeman and obviously Julio Jones and company.
They're going to have to scheme in a way that, first of all, the only way you could slow that offense down is by putting pressure on the quarterback. So if they can't get pressure on Ryan, they've got problems. But the thing about Belichick is he'll figure a way to blunt some of their strengths, and if those receivers are not open and you have a heavy rush, then everything will change in the same way that the year prior, that was Tom Brady, but he was so pressured by Denver that he couldn't play Tom Brady football.
Understood. I totally know exactly what you mean. Do you think I've watched this defense for a while now. Is it as good as people say it is, or is it more of a result of the schedule they've played? Because, let's be honest, New England played kind of a soft schedule compared to Atlanta.
See, I don't think with New England it matters. There's a, when I say modularity, the system, the way they stack the players, the way they attack an offense is what's really critical. And they rarely have had a whole flotilla of Pro Bowl players on the defensive side of the ball, and yet they play together as a team, and they're lined up right, and they take away the strengths of the other team. And granted, I mean, Atlanta is a juggernaut, but again, and New England can start slow. And that's the way a Super Bowl tends to go, because you got both sides feeling each other out. So occasionally there's a big play right away, but a lot of times it's, you know, the ball doesn't move quite as quickly. So I remember once when Steve Young played in the Super Bowl, and they played against the San Diego Chargers, who had a good defense, and he was for San Francisco. And at the end of the day, he threw six touchdown passes. And I asked him what was different, and he said that Mike Shanahan had changed all the offensive plays so they looked slightly different than they did on game film. And that the San Diego defense was so confused that Junior Seau was running into the other linebackers and all the rest of it. That's the kind of thing that Belichick can do.
It's very interesting that you brought up that particular game. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the Niners were 22 or 23-point favorites in that game.
Well, they were, but the point was that it shouldn't have been a blowout like that. You should not have a blowout when you get to two teams that have you know, had to win that many games to get there.
No, I totally agree. And then one more question. You brought up Mike Shanahan. Let's talk about Kyle Shanahan in this game and sort of what's going on there. He's coaching this offense for the Falcons, and yet he sort of has one foot out the door, if you will, to take the head coaching job with the 49ers. And obviously last night we heard that John Lynch is going to be the new GM. What were your thoughts on that move?
I think it's brilliant. I represented John for many years. He's very, very bright. He's from a family where his father was a super businessman, so he grew up in that environment. He's always been analytic. He went to Stanford. He's got a very pleasing personality, so he'll be able to build a consensus. But he's exactly the type of long-term thinker who is able to think out a plan, execute a plan, get buy-in from the people around him, and he knows an enormous amount about football. And then, of course, after he played for Tampa and Denver, he went on to be a broadcaster, so he got to watch personnel and systems around the league. So I think it's a great move for them. He's got everything you need to occupy every part of that job, and I think he'll bring winning to the team.
I was thinking the same thing, actually. Even though he has no head coaching experience or really any coaching experience, he played for some very disciplined coaches. He's a disciplinarian himself. His Stanford education will definitely help. And the team needs to get back on track from a business standpoint, putting butts in seats for Levi Stadium. I think he and Shanahan are going to do a great job. So I'm glad you think the same way I do.
Well, remember that this is a young man who, if he just graduated from Stanford, would have been a successful CEO, would have been successful in any field he went into. He had all those skills. It happens that he had this fiery streak in him. It was highly unlikely if you'd looked at him. When I first met him back in 1993, we went to a Charger game, and I was meeting with him and his father, and this limo pulls up, and, you know, out come John Lynch Jr. and Sr. So you hear all these stories about agents wooing players. You know, he could have wooed me. So the point I'm making is that if you really go back into his background, he was designed to run organizations, to be a person like that, and And frankly, if you look at a lot of football organizations, people are coming out of business school and law school.
Lee, how did you get started being a sports agent?
I was going to Berkeley, going to law school in the early 70s, late 60s, and I was a dorm counselor in an undergraduate dormitory, and they moved the freshman football team into the dorm, and one of the students was Steve Bartkowski. So in 1975, he became the very first player picked in the first round of the NFL draft, and he asked me to represent him. And there really wasn't much sports agentry then. Most players represented themselves, or they had their parents do it, or they just took what was offered. There was no guaranteed right of representation. So we got the largest rookie contract in NFL history, and when I was back there, I saw the veneration and idol worship athletes were held in, and I thought, you know what, if they would go back to the high school community and set up a scholarship fund, work with the Boys and Girls Club or with the church, they could lay down roots and then go to the college where people like Troy Aikman have endowed scholarship funds, or Steve Young, or Warren Moon, or Edgerrin James, and then go to the Pro City and do a charitable foundation, they could really build a life for themselves after football or baseball or basketball, whatever they played. So that was back in 1975, and this will be my 43rd draft. So I've had 61 first-round draft picks and the very first pick in the first round 8 times, and we're about to get a couple more players into the Hall of Fame, and that'll make 10.
Well, it's been great talking.
That's unbelievable.
We could talk to you for on and on, but I know that you're busy, and we certainly appreciate the time you've spent with us. We're going to see you in Houston. Thank you so much for your gracious time.
Lee, thank you so much.
We look forward to seeing you at the party. So thank you, Lee. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you. Lee Steinberg, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on KBET 920 AM. We're going to take a short break and come right back and wrap this baby up. Stay right where you are. Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop. We're back wrapping up a Monday, another exciting Monday. Football, football, football. Lee Steinberg was just on the phone with us. How cool is that? Super agent Lee Steinberg. Could have talked to that guy all day, Jeffrey.
Wicked cool, Johnny. Wicked cool.
Wicked cool. Joining us in the studio is Matt Morrow, who actually is like way above us in his knowledge of network marketing. But he's part of an organization that we've been talking about for weeks that we've had so much fun with called Direct Sellers Wine Club. So if you love wine, you can go to my website, VegasWineLovers.com. But Matt's going to tell us a little bit about how he got into it. How'd you get started in the wine? I've heard you tell it a million times. It's a great story.
I'm going to kind of use a sports analogy. You know, people say to me, it's like, hey, do you know anything about sports? And I say, listen, unless I'm on the team or I own the team, it's not something that really interests me. It's like, if you can get involved in a business where you can do what you love, like my favorite part about the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl parties. I mean, everybody loves to party. Now, most of the people who really love wine are women. It seems like all beautiful women love to drink wine. So we throw wine tasting parties here in Las Vegas. We got one Wednesday night at the Mix in Summerlin at 7 o'clock. Come down for a free wine tasting. Hang around with a bunch of beautiful girls who enjoy drinking wine.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's like if you can create a business model where you do what you enjoy. So yeah. I enjoy going to parties, enjoying a good glass of wine, some good food. So that's what we've done is we created a model that allows people to join a wine club. Just like a lot of wine clubs, you get wine sent to your door, but there's also a social dynamic and you get to go to amazing wine tasting parties. And oh, by the way, if you invite a few people to the parties, you can get your wine for free. The only thing better than fine wine is fine free wine. And then thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. So that's my like 30 seconds on it. It's an amazing company, Direct Sellers with a C, like Jeffrey with a G. Yep. You'll be hearing about it more and more and more. If this is the first time, it won't be the last.
I want to have another party at your house, another wine tasting party at your house in February for my birthday.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that. So we've got Adam on line one. We don't.
Oh,
or we do?
We lost Adam?
Well, we might have Adam.
Come on, Adam. You there, buddy?
Is Adam there? Great party at Tao at Lavo.
And Beauty in Essex.
Beauty in Essex. I haven't been there yet, but
I know we have
to
go.
You got to take me to Beauty in
Essex.
Absolutely. I'll cover the Essex part.
they got the beauty.
Do we have Adam? Adam, yeah, line one. Go ahead. Thank you so much for waiting, buddy.
What's up, AG?
My pleasure.
So what do you guys?
Jeffrey with a G.
Jeffrey with a G. His full name is Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
Ad, we're a little short on time here. I want you to tell everyone about the Super Bowl parties or the big game parties that you guys are throwing this weekend, so they know how to find you.
Yeah, bro. Everything's available online at either Tao Las Vegas or Lava Las Vegas or Marquee Las Vegas, where you can book your tables or your packages right then and there. Doors will open at 1 o'clock sharp on all counts, and we'll be going until game is over. We'll have VIP bottle service tables available. We'll have buffets and open bar packages. Open bar packages are just if you're not drinking, you want something to eat. We got a phenomenal buffet at each location.
We were talking a few minutes ago about our wine club. Jeffrey and I are in a wine club. We'd love to do a wine tasting party at one of your places. I don't know which one.
That would be cool.
You know,
we're actually talking to some people there at Tau Group, so that's going to happen.
Well, yeah. Adam is the man.
All right, well, I'll talk to him.
He is the man.
Adam is the man.
I got to say, I watched the college championship game at Lava with Adam and some friends of ours. What a great place to watch a game. A lot of fun, very laid back. The food is amazing, and you have a really good time there.
I love that the casino games are back up there, right?
Correct.
At Lava?
Yes.
Not during the Super Bowl, though. We need the space. We're completely sold out for tables, so we had to remove the games.
Hey, Ad, real quick, we don't have a lot of time. Who do you like this weekend, and don't hate on the Patriots?
You know, the Atlanta defense is playing really sharp the last part of the season. It'll be tough for them to control that, the Patriots offense, man. Not that I am hating on them. I'm just saying what I feel.
I tend to agree with you. Atlanta's very explosive. I appreciate it, brother.
Yep, enjoy. Guys, have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Adam Gewanter. Did I say it right?
Guanter, yeah.
Guanter. Just
AG.
Forget the
just
E.
Just call him AG.
AG.
There you go.
One of the head guys and one of the nicest guys over at Lavo at Tau Group. I want to thank Adam. I certainly want to thank Lee Steinberg. And so you've got any last predictions? Because I'm leaning towards the Falcons.
There is value on the Falcons. If you want to bet this game, you tease the Falcons with 9 points.
How do you tease them? Call them names?
You go to the window and say, I'd like a 6-point tease, which means you get to put 6 points to both the total and the side. So you can take Atlanta +9, go over 53, and you should do pretty well.
If you like the show or you missed part of it, you can go to my Facebook page, at Jonathan Scott LV. You can like us and share us. Same on Twitter and Instagram, at Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV. I want to thank Matt Morrow from Direct Sellers, our little wine club, and see you when we get back. Thanks for all your courtesy. Thanks for showing up and joining the fun.
Thank you.
So you didn't need to know that much about sports.
No.
You did great. You did great.
Jeffrey with a G.
Go Patriots.
See you in a couple of weeks. Everybody, thanks for watching. Remember, eat well and party hard, my friends. If you see us out there, please buy us drinks. Jonathan Scott, cheers.
And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?